Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We're in the very, very top of Pei Aleph, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kasev legarish es ishto, a person decides, he writes a get for his wife, doesn't give it to her, but he writes the get. V'nimlach, and he changes his mind, v'shami omer pasla min get. The very fact that he wrote the get is enough to disqualify her from marrying a Kohen, even though it was never given to her. V'shil omerim, af al pisha nasna la al tanai, v'lo nasa tanai, the pasta minakuna. He says, no, of course she's still kasha lakuna. It was only written. And not only that, even if the husband gave her a get on condition, something else happened, and if that condition was not met, and it wasn't a good get, that would also not even pasla from a kuna. The only thing that passes her from a kuna if she's actually divorced. That's according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Shalach le Rav Yosef Brei de Rav Menashe Midvil l'Shmuel. They sent a shilatim. Yomadeinu Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu taught us, Yatza lav kol ish. If there are rumors going around that a certain individual, a Kohen, had written a get for his wife, v'yoshevas tachtav, and they're still sitting together, they're still living together, u'misham shaso, and they're still having tashmashir, or he's serving her, they're still living together, like husband and wife. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, teitzei v'adavar tarach v'dika, that we require them to get divorced, because the very fact that the Kohen wrote a get to his wife, even though he never gave it, is enough ground for her to be possible to stay married to this Kohen. And Mahi, what's going on here? If the shaila is whether or not a person can mevatel a rumor, there are rumors going around that so-and-so Kohen wrote a get. Can you mevatel that call or not? If that's the shaila, that's not a shaila. V'ha Naharda Asra Dishmul. Shmuel lived in Naharda. And Naharda, apparently, lo mevatle kala. There is a rule that you're not able to knock out the kol. If there's a rumor, we let the rumor continue, we don't try to ruin it. If that's the case, so once there was a rumor that the Kohen gave or wrote a get for his wife, she's already possible. There's no shaila. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is interestingly, when it comes to four lines down, Naharda lo mevatle kala, lo hayu nohagin dainei ha'ir l'shaskam. The dayarim, the judges of Naharda, were not practicing in such a way to make quiet, to silence these rumors. What's going to happen? This happens, unfortunately, way too often. Someone does something wrong, and they try covering it up. So it looks bad for all the rabbanim who are covering it up. They try to quiet it, it's not really true, and they say, what are you, just covering up? And so therefore they took the approach, never get involved when these politics, when these rumors go around, let them go. So we're not mevatel a kol. So that's not the shiloh, whether you're mevatakol or not mevatakol. Certain cities had a custom, certain cities did not have a custom. It wasn't dependent, it's not a suffix. So what's the shiloh here about this Kohen who wrote a get for his wife? Eladi kari linesina ksiva. The question is, do you call, when people say ksiva, can they mean nesina as well? When the fact we say that the Kohen gay rather wrote a get, does that really mean he gave the get also? That's the shiloh. Does ksiva really indicate a nesina as well? Versus, what's the shaila? V'chi kari l'nesina k'siva, l'k'siva gufe milo kari le. So let's say, granted, you call nesina k'siva, you could refer to giving as writing, but writing also is called writing. When they say k'siva, unclear whether it means nesina or k'siva. So what do you mean? If I wanted to say that the get was written, I would say the get was written. That means k'siva. It's a very strange question. Versus, in, d'i megale milsa de kari l'nesina k'siva, Dilma Nasan Kamar. Really, so what's going on here? If it becomes certain that in this place they use the word ksiva to mean nesina, and it could also mean ksiva itself, it becomes a suffix. We're not really sure. But it's enough grounds to have a shaila of not letting this woman stay married to this Kohen. If, however, people only say ksiva to mean ksiva, and they never use it to mean nesina, the ein hachanami, it would not be a shaila and she can stay married. So Gemara says now, V'ha'am Rav Ashi, doesn't Rav Ashi say, Kol kala debaser nisuin lo chashinan le. Anytime a person gets married and there are rumors after the fact, we completely ignore and discredit any of these rumors. So what's the shaila? Even though there are rumors going around that he wrote a get, and the writing might be considered nesina, we don't care. We don't acknowledge any of these rumors. So Gemara says, so what does it mean my tete? So why do we get them? So why should they get divorced if they're married? Rumors are not grounds on getting divorced. So my tete, nami, tete misheni. What it means is she has to get divorced from the second one. What's going on here? So Rashi says here, if you go to Rashi, a little bit further down than where we are in the Gemara, my tete, nami, tete misheni, imes kohen zev, the husband dies, v'nasa kohen acher Teza, and she marries another Kohen, she has to get divorced from the second Kohen. Sharei yotza le kol grusha ze kamashanim. There are rumors that she's a grusha already from her first husband. From the first husband, she was a grusha. So
before
now
he died.
Before he died. We'll get to that moment and point in a second. But now she's a grusha from the first husband, from the first marriage. Husband dies, and now she gets married to a second husband. She's considered a grusha. She can't get married to the second husband. That's what means teitim isheni. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, so she's a grusha from the first marriage, atamoti laza banav sharishon. That means all the children from the first marriage was through her being a grusha and having children with the Kohen, which is going to make them all halalim. Gemara says, no, kevan de misheni, who de mafkinale, umarishon lo mafkinale, asalamemar samach lamisa garsha. They're going to say, wait a second, when she was married to that first guy, no one ever forced them to get divorced. So we only got them to get divorced from the second marriage. It must be they got divorced at the last moments before he died. So she already had all the children. Then she got divorced a few moments before his death. She's now a grusha, and then she gets married to a second Kohen. That's where he forced her to get divorced from the second Kohen. Gemara says now, Amar Rabba bar Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Ba Urei Shaloka Doros Harishonim, Doros Harachronim. Look at the tremendous, you read this Hadoros that we had in the previous generations to our generations now. What's the difference? Doros Harishonim, the early generations, Beishame, Doros Achronim, Rabbi Dusa. So the earlier generations of Beis Shammai, what did Beis Shammai say? So Rashi tells us it refers to Beis Shammai. This is seven narrow lines up. Beis Shammai shayu machmirin bekedushas yuchsin she'osin also lakuna mipnei ksivas aget. He was so machmir, so careful, so sensitive to the kedusha of yuchsin Yiddishkeit, that even for writing a get was enough of a reason to disqualify a woman from marrying a kohen ever again. That's very serious. And who are the Doros Acharonim, says the Gemara? Rabbi Dusa. Who's Rabbi Dosa? The Tanya Shvuya Ocheles B'Shuma Divrei Rabbi Dosa. A woman, a Ashes Kohen, or a Bas Kohen, who is held, taken away in captivity, and we assume perhaps she was violated, and she becomes a Zona, and even if she's married an Ashes Kohen, the law is that if an Ones, a woman who's Ones, she's still possible to stay married to her husband. He said, Rabbi Dosa Paskin, she's allowed to remain married in Ichuma. So he's very Mekel, with regards to the Yichus of Yiddishkeit. Gemara now says further, what's his explanation? Amr Bidosa Vichima Asala Aravizeb Mifnesha Mechle Bein Dadeb Pasim Nakuna. What do you do? Then you really have Tashmirs. They were just playing around. That's not going to disqualify her. That's not going to make her his owner. That's not considered onus. And therefore, he was very makel in her retaining her status as Ashes Kohen and eating Chumah. Another similar statement, Amr Bechana, Amr Yochanan, Mishum Yehuda Bar Ilai, Ba'ore, come and see, Shalok Doros Harishonim, Doros Hacharonim. The big Yuridas of Doros again we had in regards to which halacha. Doros Harishonim, the earlier generations, the Gemara in Brachos says this as well. Machnis and Perosa and Derech Trak Samon, they would bring the fruit from outside, all the tevel, they'd bring it in through the front entrance, through the front gate. Kidei lechayvon b'maiser, in order to obligate them to pay maiser. Ah, they're losing 10%. They were okay with that. They wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of maiser. They were mechayiv themselves, as opposed to the Doros Acharonim, Machnisin Perosen, Derech Gagos, Derech Karpifos, they would go through the roofs, other ways to circumvent the chiv. The halacha is that only, Gemara is about to say, you're only chayiv when you go through the front entrance. Kedei lepotim min ha-maiser, they avoided the chiv ha-maiser. They wanted to exempt themselves. The Amar Rabbi Yanai, Eina Tevel Mischai b'maiser, the Iser Tevel, the requirement of maiser only kicks in, Ad she'yira p'nei ha-bais, until it comes in through the front of the house. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Biartia hakodesh min habayis." I burnt. I got rid of all the kodesh, all the leftover meiser. I got rid of my house, but only when it goes through the house and when it's chayv and meiser in the first place. If it goes through the roofs, then it would not be chayv and meiser. So Doros Acharonim avoided the chayv meiser. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he just adds, "Afilu chatzer kavas shenemar v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu." It doesn't have to dafka go through the house. Even going through the chatzer, going through the front yard, would also be mechayv and meiser. That's just a side point, which ends up being a very interesting halacha. There's throughout Shas a few instances where we find the relationship of a chatzar being part of the bias. One halacha is when it comes to Neres Chanukah, where you're supposed to light. Are you supposed to light on the bias, or do you light in the chatzar, the courtyard? Is the courtyard considered an extension of the bias? B'Yochanan Paskins, it's an extension of the bias. Here, just like it is by Neres Chanukah. It also comes up in the first parak in Babas when they're talking about separating different properties, the shoots and dividing the properties up. So every bias has to have a chatzar attached to it. There's a machlokas about this, that you can't have a bias with a chatzar. They come hand in hand. So that's also an indication of how the chatzar is really an extension of the bias.
How about here by Gideon?
That's not because it's an extension of the bias. That's because she has bialis. Of the chatzar.
It shows that the chatzar is part of her house.
No, but let's say I could have a chatzar that's independent of that.
It's separate.
It doesn't mean the chatzar. I own a chatzar, okay. But it doesn't mean it's an extension of the house necessarily.
The whole gemara over here, we don't bring any rias from Eden. Everything's like a rumor here and a rumor there, and everything we're basing it all on a coil or.
Yeah, because we're very sensitive when it comes to the halachas of kuna. Re'ach haget, even re'ach haget, even the smell of a get disqualifies her from marrying a kohen. Okay, the Mishnah says at the bottom, "Hamagarish is ishto v'lana imo bepundaki." A person divorces his wife, and then they sleep over in the same hotel, the same inn. Beishami omrim eino tuchay mano get sheni doesn't require a second get. We don't assume they got remarried there in the hotel. And beishil omrim tuchay mano get sheni. There is a concern maybe they got remarried, and the Gemara is going to explain why this is. Amosai, when is this true? Bizman shin is garishim and hanasun. It's the only situation where they got divorced after being married. They were once married before, then they got divorced, and then they went into a hotel, so then there's a concern they got remarried according to Beis Hillel. Umodim, but they both agree, Niskarsha Minha Erisin, if they were only engaged and they got divorced from that engagement, She'ena Tzrichai Mana Get, even Beis Hillel would say you don't require a get, She'eni Mipnei She'en Libo Gaspa, since they are never with each other, they never had gotten married before, so they're not comfortable with each other yet. We're not assuming because one night in the hotel, one night in the inn, they're going to turn that into a marriage. So there's no concern when it's a gerushin min ha'erushin. According to all opinions, the only machlokas is if it's a gerushin min ha'nesuim, where Beis Hillel thinks they got remarried in the hotel, and Beis Shammai says they did not. So what's going on here? So comes along Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas Bisharu Shenivel. It's only a situation we saw this Gemara by the referenced a number of weeks ago. It's the only situation where they actually saw tashmish that took place. There's actually a beer that was there. The Beis Shammai Savri Odom Osabilas Abilas Nus. The person who has nus, the person does that. So we don't assume it was a shame kedushin. They didn't get remarried. It was a nus balma, and that's why there's no need for a second get. As opposed to Beis Hillel, Savri Ein Adam Osa Bilasa Bilas Nus. A person does not want his bias to be considered as nus. So if he had bia, and we know he had bia, we're talking about a situation where there was bia, it must have been the shame kedushin, and they got remarried. And for those reasons, Beis Hillel requires a second get. Avalora Ohu Shenivala. If no one ever witnessed the bia that took place. Divrei Akol, everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel, Ein Atzrichai Mana Get Sheni. The very fact that they walked to a hotel together does not mean that there was Bia, does not mean that they got remarried, and does not require a second get, according to all opinions. Gemara says now, quotes from the Mishnah, Tananu Modim Bin Niskarsha, Min Erison. The Mishnah told us that everyone agrees that if they got divorced only after being engaged, She'ein Atzrichai Mana Get, there's no need for a Get Sheni. She'ein Libo Gaspa, because the husband has never, he's not comfortable with her, he's never been with her before, so we're not assuming anything else that happened that night. If it's a situation where there was beer that was seen, mali min ha'erisin, mali min ha'nesun. There shouldn't be a distinction anymore. If, again, we just said that our whole mission is about when there's nivela, so there was beer. So once there's beer, so you just plug in, the Beis Hillel says it's always a person won't do, ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus. And therefore, they're going to get remarried even if it's from erisin. Again, the fact that Ein Libo Gaspa, well, they're clearly showing they don't care. We're talking about where there are Edom, that there was Bia. Once there's Bia, then the Bia was L'shem Kedushim. So it shouldn't be there should be no distinction between Erisin and Nisuin, like our Mishnah says. So Ella, the Gemara, therefore changes the understanding of the Mishnah. Ella Masnisin Bishelo Ra'u Shenivala. Fine. The Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no witnesses. There were no witnesses of the Bia. Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kiaitana. The Tanya, Amar Bishuman ben Elazar, Lo Nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Al Shelo Ro'u Shenivala, She'en Etzricha Heimanu Get Sheni. They're not arguing in a case where there was no Bia. There everybody agrees that there's no need for a get. Ma Nechlechu, what are they arguing about? Al Shera'u Shenivala, where they saw that there was Bia. She Beis Shammai Omrim Adam Ose Bilas Abilas Nus. The person will have Nus, and therefore it's not considered Kedushin. Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Adam Ose Bilas Abilas Nus. The person would not have it, and therefore it would be Kedushin. And so that's the other Brisa. So when Rabbi Yochanan says a statement above about the case of Bia, he was referring to a different Brisa that we just brought. But our Mishnah is talking about a situation where there was no Bia. And when there is no Bia, that's when there's a distinction between Erishin versus Nisun. So the Gemara explains now. Umasnis in our Mishnah, do kimna below Ra'u Shenivala, where we already established our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no Bia. So b'may pligi, what's the machlokas? It can't be a case of whether a person does Bia Sinus or not, because we're not talking about Bia here at all. So what's the machlokas based Hillel Beis Shammai, whether or not they require Get Sheni or not? Gemara says, "B'mai pligi dika ede yichud v'leka ede bia." There are edim that there was yichud between this husband, the ex-husband, and ex-wife, but there are no edim that there was actual bia. So what's the machlokas? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, rather Omrim, Beis Shammai Tzavri, Lo Amrin Hein Hein Eid Yichud Hein Eid Ebia. We don't assume that Eid Yichud, just because they saw Yichud go on, that doesn't necessarily mean that there was also Bia. But Beis Hillel Tzavri, Amrin Hein Hein Eid Yichud Hein Hein Eid Ebia. The very fact that they're Eidim, they're testifying about Yichud, we could assume from there was also Bia as well. If you look at Rashi, the first narrow line down, he said Hein Hein Vechule. Kolomar, in other words, Kevin de Rao Shinis Yachtu, since we see that there was Yichud, Ein Tzarach Eidus shall be a Godomizah. There's no greater Eidus. Vadai Anan Sadi came in the Gaisa Adade, since they were getting married, they're very much comfortable with each other. Lo Parshu Zemizah, they didn't separate from each other. That's enough of a reason to assume that there was actual Bia. Okay. So Beis Hillel says, we do say Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia, and Beis Shammai says, we do not say that. Modim, they both agree, b'niskar shemina erison, if they got divorced from erison, and then there's this yichud afterwards, she'eino tzricha heimano get sheni. In this case, when there's only erison in the first place, Beis Hillel will agree there is no need for a second get. Why? D'cheven dein libo gaspa, lo'mirin hein hein edibia v'chule. We don't assume that since they were not comfortable, they never were married, they're only engaged, they're not comfortable with each other just yet, and you don't say that edibia leads to edibia. Only if they were once married before, so they've been comfortable with each other, and then there's Yichud, can you make such a jump according to Beis Hillel? Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Does he say which part? That our mission is a case of lo bia? When there's no bia, there's no need for a get? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a halacha k'stam mishnah. Has to be like a stam mishnah. Uvel kimna l'masnisin shelo ra'ushin nevela. So what's the shaila here? Rabbi Yochanan passing like a stam mishnah. Our mission is a case where there is no bia,
and therefore you don't need to get.
Right. So where's the steer in Rabbi Yochanan though? What's the other statement?
This is the case where the witnesses did see it.
Where there was bia,
yeah.
And he would agree then, Zasser, that they didn't need to get.
But I thought we just changed his mind. I thought we just changed his shita here. Let's see. Oh, I see. The Bryce above that spoke about a case of the Bia that we just said, it said when there was no Bia, everybody agrees that there's no need for a get sheni, when there was no Bia. But according to this Mishnah, we're saying, no, there's actually a machlokas in a case of no Bia at all. Right. So the Gemara says, Amaroi ninu valibu de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokas Amaroim as to what Rabbi Yochanan actually had said. Okay, the new Mishnah says now, Kansa beget kereach, teitze mizeh mizeh. Person uses a get kereach, and the halacha is that you have to get divorced from the first one and from the second one. What's a get kereach? That's the sugya at the end of Bava Basra talk about. When it comes to Kohen, we know when a Kohen gets divorced, Kohenim apparently were very, very full of kas, hakpada. They got angry very, very easily. You know, they kind of, I don't want to psychoanalyze them, but they're Kohanim. They're very chashuv, and they got the truma, and they're respected, so they thought everything was coming to them. So if their wife got them a little bit upset, they were willing to just get rid of them very quickly. And everyone wanted to marry to the Kohanim family, so they could find a replacement very, very easily. So they made, in order to calm down the Kohanim from getting angry, they made this requirement that a Kohen has to write a get mekusher. Get mekusher is that you have to write a couple lines of the get, have a aid, sew it, another part, fold it over, the next line, sign it, sew it, and there's a whole long process, and taking time, they could sit and think, do I really want to do this, to buy some time for him to hopefully settle down. Now, get kereach is a situation where there's literally a bald spot, that there's an area where they did not sign, one of the edim did not sign on one of the folds that he was supposed to sign. So what's the status of, so he used, the coin used this get kereach as a get. Is that going to be qualified or not? So the Mishnah says again, kansa beget kereach, Tete, mizeh, mizeh. So the first divorce was not a good divorce. You have to give another get. And the second marriage that she got wasn't a good marriage, but she still requires a get anyways from the second one as well, as a get medirabanon. And call it racham elul, but that's what we know, all the things we discussed in the previous Mishnayos. So get kereach, hakol mashlim, and alav, divrei ben nanas. So all you really need for a normal get is simply two edim. But all these different additional edim you need for all the different folds that you're making in the get mekusher, Benana says, we don't really care. There's no standards that are necessary for these Edim because it's really about buying time. So anybody can be mashim, could complete the Edim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein mashlim im olav, elo krovim haruin lahari b'makam acher. So Rabbi Kiva has a middle shita. You could allow a karov who normally is pasul to be an aid, but it has to be a karov who is in another situation would be a kasher aid. He's kasher aid elsewhere. He has good standards, happen to be related to this person. So we're makil to allow the karov right on this because he too agrees that they're not really kashering the get here through these extra aidim. But at the same time, he thinks they have to have some standards here. So karov does work. Ve'ezehu get kereach. What's the situation? What's an example? What is a get kereach? Kol shiksharav merubim mi'adav, where there are more folds than there are signatures, meaning some of the folds don't have signatures as they are supposed to have. That's the definition of a get kereach. So the Gemara says, my time of the get kereach. What was the need for this get kereach that each fold required a signature? Gzeira mishum kulchem. So Rashi doesn't really explain this, what the gzeira mishum kulchem is here. But the halach is when it comes to kulchem, when a person says, I want kulchem, I want all of you to sign the get, so everybody needs to sign the get, everyone who is present at the time. Every single person has to. So here tells us, what's the gzera here?
Damrinim stama, this is the Tosfos read, Damrinim stama laminik sharaf hayu eid of mitchila.
So since he has 10 folds, let's say in the get, it's as if he said, I want all 10 of you, kulchem, sign, even though it wasn't really that way. So if a person says, oh, only 9 of the 10 folds were signed, so in the case of kulchem, only 9 of the 10 have to sign or something. Because of those concerns, that's why we require, so even though it was accomplished, he delayed the get writing, and we had all these signatures and all these folds, you didn't have all 10, it's still because of the gzeir of kulchem, they said all 10 have to be signed. Get kereach, hakom hashlimim alav. We said, according to Ben Nanis, that he allowed any, as long as you have the initial two edim as kasher edim, anybody else can sign the additional folds. Rabbi Kiva Avad, my time alo. Eved, my time alo. What was the reason why an Eved cannot sign? Das lamemer kasher edis. A person might say, oh, you see, Eved Ploni signed on the get. He must be a good aid in another situation. So asks the Gemara, well, Karav Nami Asa Lememar Kashal Edis. So if the Karav signs here, some person might say, Krovim are allowed to sign in general. Ela Evid, Hainu Taima, what's the reason why an Evid can't sign a get Kusher? The Dilma Asi Lasuke Liuchsim. There's a concern that maybe we're going to say, oh, maybe he has good Yichus, and he can marry into to Bas Yisrael. So that's the concern. Gemara says, Gazlan Davar Debar Yuchsin Hu, this Kasher. So if that's the case, the whole issue is of a Yichus. So you have a Gazlan who might not be the greatest person in the world, but he still has good Yichus. So he should be allowed to sign on the Gemma Kusher because he has good Yichus. It's all about Yichus now. Allah Matanam, why does the Mishnah tell us that Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Mashimim Alav Ela Krovim Harun Lahayid B'makam Acher? He only allows a Karov in Gazlan Lo. He doesn't allow a Gazlan, but why not? If it's all about Yichus, anyone who has Yichus, regardless of their Veiros, should be able to sign. So it's not about Yichus. Ella. So Eved, Hainu Taima. What's the reason why an Eved cannot sign a get Mekusher? Da'as lemeimar shichure shachure. There's a concern that maybe he got freed. Everybody knows an Eved can't sign. So this guy, Eved, who used to work for Reuven down the block, he's now signing. It must be Reuven, let him go free. They're concerned that people are going to suggest that he's a free person now. So Gzeranami, as lemeimar tshuva Ovid. We also know we don't have Gazlanim signing on Sharos. They can't be an aid Kedushin. They can't be an aid Ksuba. They have to. So in fact, we're allowing the Gazan to sign on the get. Maybe that means he did tshuva when he really didn't do tshuva. You're going to make that assumption. So
we don't allow the Gazlan. We don't allow the Ovid for that reason. We don't allow the Gazlan for that reason.
I said
Karov.
As opposed to a Karov. Okay, and Gazanami as lemeimar tshuva. So Eved. Karov Ma'ik Lememar.
Chuvavid, and then
Karov. So Karov Ma'ik Lememar. What about Karov? Karov Kuyama Yadid the Karov. Everybody knows he's a Karov. Everyone knows that. And therefore,
they're not going to make a leap.
They won't assume anything else from there.
So really, Rabbi Kiva allows anybody to sign. It's just by these other unique characters. These other
Gazlan.
Right, these individuals. There's other potential conclusions.
You extrapolate to something else.
Right.
Okay.
Gazlan probably signed about other things already. Okay,
you must know these things, huh?
I have a hard time finding signatures in around here.
I'm a Rabbi Zera. I'm a Rabbi Parashil, so I'm a Rabbi Nuna, Saba. I'm Rabbi Adabarafa, Get Kereach, Ksharav Shivav Edav Shisha. Let's say they have 7 folds and 6 signatures. Or Shisha Vedio, Chamisha, or Chamisha Vedio, Arba Vedio, Shlosha. All these cases where there's one less Edav than there's supposed to be. Ad kan machlokes benanas Rabbi Akiva. That's the machlokes, whether or not who can be mashlim that other. Aval kshar of shlosh of edav shnayim. If you have three folds and only two edim, divri akol ein mashlim alav el karav. In that case, even benanas will agree that only a karav can be mashlim that open space. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Zera, the Rabba Bar Shilta, Michti Kol Shlosha B'Mekusher, Kishayim B'Pashadami. So apparently, when it comes to Mekusher, even though you really only require two Edim, and they made the initial Takana of Mekusher of three, they made three modeled after two of a regular flat get. So if that's the case, if three of a Mekusher is like two of a Pashit, so you should make the following conclusion. Ma hasam karav lo, just like in general by a get of two edim, a karav is not able to sign. Afachanami karav lo, so too, we shouldn't allow a karav to sign as a third aid on a get mukusher. Amarle, so he says, afli di kasha, I also had the same question, I didn't know what the pshat was. Vishil say le Rav Hamnuna, I asked Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna le Rav Ada bar Ava, he asked Rav Ada. Vamarle, hanach le shloshe be mukusher, de la deraisa, leave it alone. Meaning when we said three edim on Mekusher, that in the end of the day, it's not deraisa. Everybody agrees you don't need three edim for anything on a deraisa level. They made a takana to have a third aid because, again, they wanted to extend everything, but it doesn't require all the standards of a typical second of the first two edim. Tanin Ami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Get kereach, ksharav shiva v'edav shisha, shisha v'edav chamisha, chamisha v'edav arba, arba v'edav shlosha. Again, one less aid than they're supposed to be. Ad ka machlokas, bananas, Rabbi Kiva, hishlim alav, Rabbi Kiva. So fine, now Hishlam alav Eved, let's say an Eved were to fill in that empty space. Benana Samar Havlad Kasher, he allows it because he allows anyone to sign to fill in the space. Rabbi Kiva Omer Havlad Mamzer. Aval, Ksharv Shlosha, Ve'ediv Shnayim, that very case, Divri Akol Ein Mashima Alav El Karov. Everyone agrees, even Benana, that only a Karov, if not someone who's completely Kasher, only they are allowed to be Mashlim, that third aid. To Rav Yosef Masni Kasher, Rav Yosef says Kasher, what's Kasher going on? Rashi says, if you see two Y lines down, Rav Yosef Masni, the Milsa the Rabbi Zera, commenting on Rabbi Zera's statement, Amar Rabba Bar Shilsa, Aval Ksharav Shlosha Ve'ediv Shnayim, Eim Hashim Elav El Kasher. He says, no. And when it comes to the third one, he argues it has to be a third one, has to be a Kasher Aid. All three Eidim of Ksharav, Get Mekusher, has to be exactly like a Pashit of Shnayim. It has to be a Kasher Aid. That's according to Rav Yosef's understanding. Hatanakarov, how could Rav Yosef, who's an Amora, go against the Brice, which clearly says a Karov is permitted to write as a third aid? Amarabba, Tani Kasher. He had a different Girsa, Inachanami. His Girsa was Kasher. That's why. May as well get to the end of the parak, I think, right? How are we doing with time?
Yeah, we're good.
We are very good. Not very good, but. Okay, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Chshubar El Eid Echad Karov Bilvad. Rav Yochanan limits it. When we permitted a Karov, we only allow that one Karov. One aid be a karov. About trey, low, we don't allow two. So if you have a six aidim, so one karov is allowed to be, but three of them can't be. Two of them can't even be. Trey, low, dilma asil kume betray krovim v'chad kasher. Because then you might take another situation of another get mekusher and say, wait a second, maybe you could have a three, even though it's, let's say you have four aidim. So really you could have two kasher aidim and two karov aidim. That's completely fine. But there's a concern, the guy might say, in a case of a three aidim on a get mekusher, you have two krovim also, and one kasher, and that's certainly not good. So therefore, they never allowed anything more than one karov, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Masnisa Nami Deka, the Brice is very, very exact in this, in that it says, Deka Medaleg V'tani Chad, Chad Shema Mina. The fact that all the examples they give, they don't say there are seven kushar, you know, seven folds and four signatures. They say seven and six, six and five. There's only one off. Telling us that only one, you can only use one karov to fill in the space. You can't use two. And that's why they gave examples of 7, 6, 6, 5, 5, 4. Amar Abai. Abai says, Shema Amina, we learn from here. Hai karov chasum, the guy, the karov who signs, Ibai be mitchila, be emsa, be misof. He's allowed to sign whether it be the first one, the last one, the middle one. He could sign anywhere he wants. How do we learn that from here? How is it so obvious? Oh, here we go. Mimai, Medilo, Kavale, Malcolm. The fact that we don't tell where to sign, we just say he could sign, tells us that he could sign anywhere in the beginning, the middle, or the end. Shema, we know, we learn from here also that Mikol, Tlasa, Mikaimin, Velo, Bainin, Ritzufin. So, you don't need that the Kasher Edim have to be consecutive in order. It could be broken up with the Karov somewhere in the middle. Because the Isagadaita, Chabainin, Ritzufin. If you need them to be consecutive, Likvale, Malcolm, Lahai Karov, Betchila, Obem, So, Besof. You should tell the you should designate a place for the karov to sign in order to have the kasha edim to be biritivus. Ulich shebei, fine. Then the Gemara asks, ulich shebei tuva, why not allow there to be more krovim?
Is that a question, or is that part of the last point?
Let's see. Ulich shebei tuva. Okay, fine. What's the shaila there? What's the statement there?
In other words, you would put them in the beginning or the middle or the end, and then you would put a bunch after to have the ritzifus.
Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, "Ki also the kamei Rabbi Ami, when they went to Rabbi Ami, and they had the machlokas about bananas or bikiva, Amalei tsei v'hishlim alav eved minashuk." He says, "Go out and have an eved sign to prove that the halacha is like bananas, that anybody can be mashim this get." All right, hajin alach hazarik. All right, yes, we're almost there, guys.
Unbelievable.
Fine.
My alarm will have it.